tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Oh my goodness, technical difficulty. But we got pros on board. Producer Dub, he handled the business, and so we're on. We couldn't be without you. Every Wednesday, we got to tune in and talk to each other and get to know what's going on and keep up with whatever is happening in our lives. We got to encourage one another, live healthy, live whole, and all of that. So we can't let the day go by. Oh, my goodness. What would I do if I couldn't talk to my listeners today? Oh, I'm so glad to have you guys. And today in D.C. is partly cloudy. It is 31 degrees, high 39, partly sunny. Also in Detroit, it's partly cloudy, 31 degrees. It's going to be windy today. We had that yesterday, high 38. Richmond, Virginia, sunny 30. Let's see. Dallas, Texas, you're sunny, 54. And you're going to be windy, too. Your high is going to be 70. London, mostly sunny, 43 degrees. And that is actually your high. Los Angeles, 57 degrees and sunny. Oh, boy, your high is going to be 78. Woo-wee, it's so cold in D.C. I could use that loving right now from the sun. Atlanta. It's sunny. It's 44 degrees, and your high is going to be 43 degrees. All right, so let's just go on without further ado. We got Isabel Davis joining us. We got Thrill from the 69 Boys. We got Jeff Hill, financial consultant, and my girl, voted funniest comedian in Florida, Gina G, is going to be bringing us, what she say, and all the trending tea that's going on. Oh, we got so much to talk about. All right, so listen, I've got a word for you guys, though. I have to give it to you. It's so good, and I'm going to give that to you right after I give you this sponsor. I got to represent the sponsor. Sorry, Salon Dewan. Love you. Salon Dewan, Dewan at the Salon Dewan Shop, 202-802-3098, 3737 Branch Avenue, Suite D14, Temple Hills, Maryland, 2078. Listen, I know you guys see me on my social media when I'm hosting shows, when I'm preaching. Yes, luxurious hair, all of all textures from the Glam Shop. You got to go and check out Salon Dewan and get and check out all of her luxurious hair of all textures. She's got all kind of products, the Glam Super Grow Scalp Rejuvenator, conditioning, detangling spray, pure coconut oil, control your style, your edges. You can use it for your front lace, your all of that. You can just use it. And I'm telling you, I love her products. My DMV connection, Salon Dewan at 202-802-3098, 3737 Branch Avenue, Suite D14, Temple Hills, Maryland. Go ahead and make your appointment and tell them that Dr. Gina sent you. All right, so we're going to go right on into the word. I got to give this word of encouragement before we get Isabel Davis on. We're going to play a snippet of her new single. Okay, so let's go ahead right into this. All right. In verse 28, it says, "For in him we live and move and have our being, as some of your own poets have said. We are his offspring. Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by man's design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent." I just got to say this to you because it's been on my heart. We cannot depend on our own resources. We cannot depend on our own, our own intellect and our own whatever we have, our jobs, our education, our children, our spouses. We cannot depend on all of that. The word says we live and we move and we have our being. We live because it's eternal life in him. Without him, it is death. Okay. And we move because with him in us, we move by his spirit. That means he directs us. He orders our steps. We go to divine appointments. We go through doors that no man can shut. I mean, we go to lands that we could never go to. We go into the spirit realm, you know, by his spirit. We intercede across the country for people that we haven't even seen by his spirit. We move by his spirit. You know, it's the spirit of God that dwells in our vessels. You know, that's what it is. We are a vessel and we want more of him. And we have our being, meaning that we have his attributes, his precepts, the fruit of his spirit. We are created in their image. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God the Holy Ghost. We are created in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So that's who we're supposed to emulate. That's who we're supposed to glorify with our actions and our deeds, because we are living, we are moving, and we're having our being by His Spirit. So I encourage you today, if there's anything that you have placed before Him, any idols, any man, anything, any place that you put before Him, even yourself, your intellect, your flesh, your desires, your selfish motives, any of those things that you have placed before Him, I urge you to repent and let it go, submit to God, surrender all to Him, and live a life that will glorify Him. Move in ways that will glorify Him. May your actions, your deeds, your character, your being be glorifying unto Him. All right? So that was the word for the day. I hope that blessed you. So now we're going to get ready for Isabel Davis. We got to play our song. Go ahead, producer Doug, and go ahead and play that so the listeners can hear it all over the world before she comes on, please.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. And so.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. And so.
Hi, Isabel. How are you?
Hey, can you hear me?
Oh, my God, Isabel. How are you? It is rough, girl, but thank you for joining the ride on Dr. Chan's radio chat.
No problem at all. It is a
all
pleasure,
right, all
and
right.
I appreciate it.
We're coming in live. In okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, we're live.
All right, now that was Isabel Davis in her brand new hit song. You guys should know her, this voice, this angelic voice, this soulful sound, the beauty, adorable Isabel Davis. Welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gina. I'm so honored to be on the show. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Listen, it's got to be good when something tries to fight against it, girl. So I know that the listeners are about to be blessed with your story, your encouragement, just teaching about you. And I'm so glad that you stuck with us through it, because somebody needs to hear some encouragement from you. How are you today?
Man, I'm doing great. Thank you so much. I've been so blessed. I'm just, you know, I'm just so humbled to just be walking in this season that God has just decided to kiss in my life. And so, yeah, it's been real good, Gina. I'm grateful. I'm just, my heart's posture is just that of gratitude right now. So, yeah.
I'm telling you, because you have hit the charts with the call. Everybody loves that. I was so glad that it was in constant rotation. What a blessing. What an anointing on it. Tell us a little bit of how you just got started with that. And, you know, what does it mean for those that don't know worldwide? We got over 500,000 listeners and they want to know, you know, some people don't know what the call is. What does the call do?
Yeah, so just a little bit of backstory. I grew up in a little Pentecostal church, a non-denominational. This church was so full of power and fire and oil of God, you know, and it was just one of those ministries that, you know, I really had the opportunity to grow up in, because my dad was the first psalmist. My mom was a big part of a choir, you know, so naturally my drug problem started. You know, they drug me to church on Wednesdays. They drug me to church on Thursdays. Drug me on Sunday. You know, I was always in church. But, you know, it was my normal. So I didn't know anything different. And what I'm so grateful for in that upbringing is, not only was it the ministry that really allowed me to just to grow in the things of God and to learn who God was, but it was also, you know, when people constantly ask, you know, man, where did that oil come from? I believe that the oil hits the head and flows down, as the Word of God says. And so for me, I believe I'm still walking in, you know, basically just a product of the residue of the oil that not only rested in a house, but rested on my leadership. You know, my father was an anointed man. Then I get to be married to an anointed man of God. You know, I came under the covering here when we relocated to New Orleans, Bishop Lester Love and Pastor Fran. And, you know, and it was then that my personal ministry began to elevate, that my bishop spoke a word into my life and really just put me on the path that I knew I should have already been walking in, you know. And so, from early on, just worship leading at my home church for a few years and really getting that opportunity to grow and learn who God was for myself, and to really develop a relationship with God and gain a love for His people, and gain a passion for just seeing the people of God elevated through the power of a corporate encounter in God's presence. And so coming here, you know, my bishop was like, listen, it's time for you to really just launch out there, you know, to start really just focusing on that personal ministry, you know, because it's global. And that was terrifying to hear, because it wasn't the first time I had heard it, but, you know, I've been worship leading. Like, there's a comfort in that for me, you know? You know, traveling the world to do that was, you know, honestly, was a little terrifying. And so, but I knew it was God. I knew that it was confirmation. You know, the timing couldn't have felt more wrong, but you know what? Sometimes we make more excuses as to why it's not the right time to do what God has called us to do, and we can be our biggest setback. You know what I mean? And so, out of obedience, I said, you know what, Lord, I believe it's you. We know it's you. My husband and I stepped out on faith. He was acting as manager when that's not even his trade. He's a general contractor by trade, but he was acting as the manager. And God decided to really just open up doors supernaturally. You know, we had been hearing about this guy, Uncle G. And we kept hearing about his name for about 3 years prior to ever coming into contact with him. And we, as the Bible says, write the vision, make it plain. We had put together a plan of how we were going to, you know, move forward in this ministry thing. Before we could ever get an opportunity to reach out to him, you know, we went into the studio. We asked for a corporate encounter of God's presence, having, you know, been given the song, The Call, and by one of my really good friends, Sean Bird, who originally wrote the song. And we got in the studio, and the Holy Spirit totally inspired, you know, every other part of the song that you hear, you know, when you watch the YouTube video, that we were so humbled that went viral. You know, it was like the Holy Spirit came in, you know, we called on His name, He rushed into this recording, and, you know, really, like I said, it was just such a spontaneous flow that happened in that song, and you really can feel it when you watch it. The presence of God really just hijacked the whole thing. And so, you know, and so the call,
that's,
you know,
it's simply the best. That's when it's the best, Savelle, when we just allow Him to have His way. That's when it really, really happens, you know? But we got to trust that, right? I mean, we have to really trust God to allow him to really move that way. Like, I'm sure, you know, you had a structured time. I'm sure in the studio you had your, you know, your hour or your 2 hours. I don't know how many hours you put up, but, you know, just to just let him have his way and freely do it. I mean, a lot of people have trouble with that. What would you advise those people that really have trouble with letting go and really trusting God that he knows best and he will do the best?
You know, I feel like God is so honored when we just create space for him to come in and to dwell and to just, you know, inhabit our worship and our praise. And I would just encourage those of you that are, you know, and can sometimes if you think about it, it's not necessarily always the person that is real afraid to let go. It's that, you know, a lot of times in a church structure, you do have a timeline. You do have, you know, time constraints or restraints and things like that. But what I would encourage you, the person who is struggling with that is, you know, create room in your own quiet time, create space, you know, make room for the presence of God in your own life, you know, in your own prayer closet, in your own devotion time. What happens there is so supernatural. You know, there's nothing like the presence of God. And when he comes in, I just always believe in, you know, not just creating the room for him to come in, but really just asking God to just, you know, God, when you come in, let me just host your presence well. I want to really just stand in your glory and let you do what only you can do. And when you become a private, powerful worshiper, man, you will become one of the most powerful public worshipers because it starts in your private time. You know, and so if you're doing that well on a daily basis on your own, then when you get into a public setting or a corporate setting, you don't have any issues when it comes to hearing the voice of God and when it comes to being able to step into a room and not necessarily be the thermostat, but not necessarily to become the thermometer, but rather the thermostat. You step into a place, you hear from God as to what it is you need to speak to his people, sing to his people, and there's no, you know, anxiety there in that place. You know, there's an assurance that, okay, God, this is your voice. All right, I did have this set list planned. I was supposed to sing this today, but I feel that you're called, you know, these people need to hear about healing today. They need to hear about that you're a restorer, that you're about, you know what I'm saying? And the only way to sense the mood and the move of God is to literally be tapped into him at all times. Well, how do I do that? I've got to have a prayer life. Yes, I still have to fast. These principles don't get old. You know, so
that's important. Exactly. Well, Isabel, tell everybody about your new project that's out that everybody's like raving about right now.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so sweet of you. So my new project, is titled The Call. And, it is just, you know, it's an album. I believe, you know, that when we pull on heaven corporately together, that, you know, God is honored in that. And, you know, it's one of those albums where really it, you can really just do it in churches everywhere. You know what I mean? I love that. You know, when we come together, we can just corporately minister to the heart of God. You know, that he just comes in, you know, it's like when a child calls out to daddy, you know, it's like that father will drop everything he's doing to run and see about his children. And so it is with our father. When we call on the name of Jesus, when we begin to brag on him, man, our worship and our praise is so irresistible. He can't stay away. He comes running to see about his baby. And so this album is basically just a compilation of songs that really just speak directly to the heart of God. And, you know, and I believe people are blessed by that because, you know, as believers, we just love to brag on how good our God is. And also, you know what? When we need, I just believe as believers, we never outgrow our need for God. You know, when we sing the call, there's something that resonates with every believer is that wherever you are in life, our need for God never, you know, it just never goes away. So it just meets us right where we are, you know, and so I love that you can sing it in a corporate setting. You can, you know, worship to it on your own quiet time. But this album just fully, it's just a like I said, a compilation of this worship songs that we can do corporately, but really just have that encounter in God's presence. And that's really what my heart's posture is and what I'm passionate about is just seeing God's people.
Well, the thing is that the anointing on you and your voice just moves so much through people and just really draws them closer to God. And it's just such a special thing. And you have such a unique sound and it's so set apart. And it's just, it's the cloth that God is, the anointing that he has placed on you, that garment, just placed perfectly on Isabel Davis and touching the hearts of so many people. Please tell everybody how they can reach you on social media.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. You can actually go to, first of all, my website, which is isabeldavis.com. It's ISABELDAVIS, isabeldavis.com. And that's for all things Isabel Davis, booking information, to check out other great worship materials. Or you can follow me on social media at I Am Isabel Davis. That's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So, yeah, check it out. I just really pray that the ministry continue to bless you and just really, you know, help you just have that quiet time with God and really, you know, begin the healing process and everything that you need, that God would just come in.
Well, I know the next time I'm in New Orleans, I've never even been. I feel like I've been there with talking to you, though. It's just making me feel better. But whenever I'm in New Orleans, I'm going to look you up. I'm so thankful and grateful that you stuck around to just bless the people. And can you just give them one slight encouraging word, someone that might want to get into the, you know, gospel industry, the music industry part of it, and just bless people? What kind of, just a few seconds of advice would you give to them?
Yeah, so, you know, I'll just kind of share my story in a quick nutshell in terms of, you know, what really helped me is here's a scripture, James 2:17, that says, faith without works is dead, being alone. And one of the things that I think that we struggle with when you feel like God's called you to do a thing, but you feel like every door is closed before you. So I believe in, you know, like the word says, just partnering that work and that belief with your action, you know, because it's one thing to just ask God and to pray, God, I'm waiting on you. Lord, I'm just waiting. Okay, but he's waiting on us. So I believe in just taking that. It's okay to be, yeah, it's okay to have fear, you know, but the most important thing is to be sure that faith does that, that fear doesn't have you, you know, and so, you know, step out on those things, continue to work at that thing. And I believe that as we're faithful to the call of God, that God begins to open up doors and send the right people in place. Be sure that that is what he's called you to do. You definitely want to, you know, make sure you're pursuing the God-given destiny on the inside. But I would just definitely want to encourage you into don't sit idle, but to just continue to work at that which you believe God has called you to do, and he will step in and make the way easy.
Woo, that was a power. Now, if you didn't grasp that, you should have grabbed hold of that and run with it, because God is moving through Isabel Davis. You got to go check out our new project, Anywhere Music is Sold, The Call.
Yes.
Go ahead and follow her on all social media right now, you guys. This is a blessing you don't want to miss. And look for her everywhere, wherever she's going to turn up and bless the people. You got to show up and let her your face be seen so she can bless you. And just allow God to pour out that anointing, that spiritual, powerful anointing upon you through her voice and through her ministry. It's just such a blessing, Isabel. Thank you so much for joining us on Dr. Gina's radio chat. And I want you to hold on, because Doug's going to capture a radio drop from you. Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure.
Okay, I appreciate you so much, Isabel. Thank you. And you're always welcome to come back. Anytime you got something going on, you are always welcome to come back and join us. You are family now on Dr. Gina's radio chat, okay?
Awesome. Thank you again for having me. I appreciate you all. Love you guys.
Love you too. All right. Thank you. Okay. So listen, you guys, if you've ever seen me in any of these blouses, outfits, or whatever on the stage, you've seen me rocking them, I'm telling you, you got to go check out the Chic Shack. That's where I get my blouses from. Most of my outfits come from the Chic Shack right on 1238 Street Northeast DC. You can find them online at thechicshack.com and on Instagram at thechicshack and Facebook, The Chic Shack. Go ahead and check out my girl Domencia. She comes on on every month, and she gives us special fashion tips where you can mix vintage with new outfits, and you can put them all together. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. You got to go check out the Chic Shack. Go and check out her Facebook and Instagram, and go and check out some ideas that you can use for yourself to reinvent your closet, okay? Right there at the Chic Shack on Instagram, okay? All right, we're going to move on. We got Gina G in Thrill. Hey, Gina G.
Well, what's going on there? How you doing, sister?
Girl, what's not going on? I don't know what's going on. Producer Doug, the hero, and save the day. But what you got? Because we got to move right along, Gina G.
All right, I got it. Well, what she say is going to be on this. Ladies, I want you to not lose yourself. Does that make any sense, Dr. Gina? I want you in a relationship, in a friendship. I want you not to lose yourself. I have a sister who, I'm telling you, no matter who she dating, that's what she becomes. If he a doctor, she going to med school. If he's a vegan, she ain't eating no meat. I mean, ladies, we cannot lose ourselves. So my little short message on the what she said is stay true to yourself. Make sure you have you some me time for your nails, your feet, your hair. Whatever you are, that's the reason why he's attracted to you. Or that's why you got that friend. It's because of who you are. So stop trying to change and conform into somebody else. Ladies, be true to yourself. And men who are out there trying to be what you are not to please someone else. So in a quick minute, that's what she said, is just to be yourself. That's all I'm saying. Be yourself, Dr. Gina.
I know. I believe that because it happens all the time. You'll be surprised what females do when they get connected with that man. I'm telling you. And yes, it is so bad that sisters don't even look out for each other, but they will go all out for that man.
Girl, I'm talking about all the way out. They didn't change. My sister didn't change every career. Every career, she didn't been something else. I'm like, if you don't stick to yourself.
who is yourself? Do you even know at this point?
Do you know yourself so that you can stay true to that self? So yeah, she blames it on Gemini, but we don't do any of those signs. We know who you really are.
Oh my God, what she say is always on point. That was good, Gina G. Absolutely good. I'm so glad that you stuck around, continue to join us. We got to go on the Thrill. Thrill, how are you?
I'm good to go, Dr. G, just up in here enjoying the show.
All right. Well, Thrill, you know, listen, I love Thrill because Thrill he's just such a trooper. I mean, listen, as busy as you guys schedule is as busy as y'all are, you know, for you to take the time out to come on Dr. Gina's radio chat, I appreciate you so much. And I want to introduce you to Gina G. This is my co-host, and she was voted funniest comedian in Florida, actually. Gina, this is Thrill.
Give me Florida. Give me Florida.
Nice, nice, nice. What nice to meet
you. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Glad to be here.
Well, listen, Thrill, listen. You're here because, listen, you were telling me that you had some dates coming up and, you know, you just wanted to share some inspiration with the listeners. I want to start off with your inspiration. And since the last time we talked, what are some of the things that you might have grown in or whatever that you wanted to share with the listeners about to inspire them and motivate them to fulfill their dreams and to stay on track?
Oh man, it's just for everybody, man. I just want to remind y'all that this is the season of encouragement, and I want to encourage y'all, you know, because everybody that have been out here in your battles and in your fights trying to accomplish things, you may feel like you're on a treadmill, you know, and sometimes but just remember, be not weary in well doing. I won't get long winded, but I'll just encourage y'all today and remind you that victory comes. Keep hitting the rock. Eventually the wall will fall, and just keep pushing. That's the encouragement. That's the motivation I want to give the people in this season.
You know what, Thrill? That is so important. And that's like the word that I've been really ministering to myself. And it goes for seasoned folks, young folks, whatever, you know. I mean, we come in the new year, you know, 2018, everybody's excited, right? But so many things, people are struggling with so many things and have been hit with so many things. And I just, I love your encouragement, because we want people to be motivated and encouraged that the year is not over. You know, hold on to the promises. And like you said, don't grow weary in well doing. If you're doing well, don't allow weariness to take over, because when you're weak, God is strong, and if he said it, he's going to do it. So just depend on him for your strength and to be your source. That's such a powerful thing. What do you have to say about that? Like, with the year coming into, everybody is so excited, and now people are getting hit with stuff, and they're like, wait a minute, what happened?
Yeah, I think with the monotony of a situation, whether it's just everyday life, raising a family, or whether it's going to work, or whether it's being an entrepreneur like yourself, where you constantly putting these posts up and constantly making yourself available worldwide to thousands of viewers. And even though your job is to reach the people and to pour out, but that cup, sometimes, you know, people may receive the message, listen to the radio show, and you just only know that the numbers are there, and that's satisfied within itself. But everyone's a human, so we all just have to remind ourselves that, you know, at the beginning of the year, those beginning days start to feel like they did last year, when everybody felt like, this my year. And when things start to look the same and feel the same, we start to think the same. And that's the challenge, to continue to believe and think different, think the opposite of anything negative, because the devil's going to stay on his job. As soon as you say it's my year, that's his assignment to make sure it's not. So if he's going to stay on your job, his job, you got to make sure you stay on yours, you know, and stop going out here thinking we can fight a good fight without feeding our spirit like we feed our belly. You know, we cannot overlook the small things. We cannot overlook that daily prayer. We cannot overlook feeding ourselves that word, whether it's 30 minutes, 3 minutes, 30 seconds. You got to feed it something if you're going to produce something.
You got that right. Wow, that was so on time. Gina, what are your thoughts about that, girl?
I mean, he is so on point. I'm sitting here just like, wow, he said everything. I mean, it's really on point. Like you said, the 3 minutes, because I sometimes struggle with, oh my God, am I doing enough? Am I reading enough? Am I praying enough? You know, am I praising him enough? But that right there just confirmed that any little thing that you do to give him the praise and get fed is good enough. You know, of course, you always want to do more, but don't be so down on yourself, because, I mean, hey, you're doing the best you can, especially if you really are doing the best you can.
Absolutely. 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 Wow. I mean, I just want everybody to get that, grasp that, because this is coming from all different types of people right here, you know, so get motivated to do that. You just keep on sowing and keep on pouring. You know, I know people are saying, well, when is it going to be my turn and how much longer? But just like Thrill said, it may look the same, but don't believe the lies of the adversary. You're in a totally different season. You're not where you were 6 months ago. You're in 2018. We're not even in 2017 no more. And guess what? It's wintertime. It's cold outside. It's not summertime, and it's not spring. So we are not in the same place. Don't allow your mind, don't allow the enemy to take your mind to the beginnings of struggle and the beginnings of, you know, when and how. You got to have the confidence and remain steadfast and watch God do the thing. Thrill, that was so good.
Hey, man, God is good all the time. You already know.
Well, Thrill, listen, where are you going to be at? I know you got some dates coming up. Please let everybody know where they can go, because, you know, y'all are so hot. Everybody.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. For everybody listening in who don't know who Thrill is, I'm Thrill from the 69 Boys. We made y'all Tootsie Roll for many years and just dance across the floor. We'll be touring, man, all over the country, starting with our Black History Month tour. That'll begin this weekend in, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, where we'll be participating in the, Black History Parade festivities with, the Big DM down there in that market. And then we'll be, up in New York with Jack Thriller Show, recording that for Black History Month. We're just making sure that we get out here, spread the culture, and just be a part of just making America dance again. How about that?
I love it. And you said you were going to be in, where is that, Orlando? What date again?
Orlando is February 24th. That's a part of our Black History Month tour as well. And that will be the adult prom. A lot of cities, as we have grown older, you know, growing up in the car, we used to listen to our mama and station. That was the hip-hop soul station. But lately they've been changing these stations from hip-hop soul and been phasing out some of the older records, some of the Sam Cooke, some of the Al Greens, and replacing them with some Snoop Dogg, some 69 Boys, stuff that the 35, 40-year-olds now grew up on listening to. Mm-hmm. So in that, you know, it's been a lot of I Love the 90s events, 80s versus 90s. But in Orlando on the 24th, they're having an adult prom. And this is the second adult prom. Everybody came out last year from all the schools that was adult. Some people missed the prom. Like me, I never been to the prom in high school or middle school. So this will be my first prom ever, the adult prom. Wow. So February 24th in Orlando, we're going to be doing that. And early in that day, we'll be judging the Florida Takeoff Dance Finals with all the dance teams, like the Dancing Dolls, not the Dancing Dolls, but the teams like that throughout Florida meet up and have like a competition. We'll be judging that at the Orlando Downtown Rec.
This is the thing about y'all, though. You guys are so much fun. Everybody, I mean, you guys are just so much fun and so down to earth. And, I mean, I can see all of this going on in your schedule right now. Gina, you going to be there, right? You going to the Orlando show?
I got a Tootsie Roll somewhere. I know it's going to be at the Majestic. So hey, I was a queen of Tootsie Roll. One leg, left leg, and both. Let's go.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm excited.
Oh man. Well, listen, Thrill, thank you so much. Listen, how can everybody follow you on social media?
Hey, listen, y'all, follow me at Thrill the Player. That's THRILLDAPLAYA, like Thrill the Player, but it's Thrill the Player, and that's on Instagram and Twitter. Also follow my partner at Fast Cash on Instagram at FastCash69Boys, and that's 69 Boys with a Z at the end. And then you can follow our page overall, 69 Boys fan page on Facebook. We dropping our new video this Friday, so y'all make sure y'all tune into our fan page, all our Instagram, all our social sites, and on YouTube. The new single is called Girl, You the One, where we saluting all the women. We big up in the ladies. We letting them know you the F on my lungs. You the one. You the one. You the, I'm the back. You the bone. All that good stuff. Y'all tune in this
Yes.
I said, all I'm gonna say is cotton candy, sweet and low.
There it is. Let me clear this up too while we're on the radio, because everybody always on Facebook, they always on the website, they always on Twitter, and they ask, look, we're over here playing spades and we having a debate. Is it sweetie go? Is it sweet and low? Is it? And see, what people have to remember, 69 Boys, we straight out the ghetto. So when we was making a song, we was like, hey man, cotton candy, sweetie gold, because we was the state fair was here. But at the same time, we were like, man, we got to represent for the homies who ain't here. Oh, man, come on, you already know we got to put them sweetie golds in there. Because when you go to jail, when you get snipe cakes, sweet low, anything you can get on the inside that you ain't supposed to have on the outside on the regular, you know, it's called sweetie golds. So you got snipe cakes, potato chips, all the so cotton candy, sweetie gold.
Oh, you just changed my life. Oh, you just changed my life, Drew. You have to do me like that. You changed my life.
No. I got to listen up, because sweet is go. And when you, if you're in jail, then you know sweet and low is a sweetie gold.
Uh-huh.
You can best believe that, baby.
What? My life has changed. Cotton candy, sweetie gold.
I wouldn't want you on the phone saying the wrong words. Did it be like, what you just said?
Well, I appreciate it. And I got it from the original, so I'm good.
There it is.
I'm glad that you made that clear. Oh, my goodness. And we're going to have an archive on this, so everybody going to know the truth, the real deal. Straight from your mouth. And you know what?
Save it for the unsung.
What'd you say, Drea?
I said, or save it for the unsung.
That's right. But you know what? I want you and the rest of everybody to come on again one time, you know, that we can all sit up and talk. I want everybody, you know, a part of the whole 69 Boys to come on. And so we can all sit and talk and talk about what y'all, especially when you drop that new song, you got to come back on with everybody.
Oh yeah. Hey, listen, we always game. We'll be game for it. We'll come sit down in the studio with you and talk to you. We'll broadcast live on Facebook. We'll turn up with you.
I love it. I love it. Gina, listen.
Yes.
I need a bomb. I just love them. It's so cool.
Hello, girl. Oh, man, Deacon.
All right, Thrill. Well, listen, tell everybody one more time, because I know they got a lot of information. I want to make sure they follow you and connect with you and the 69 Boys and be a part of when y'all drop this Friday and follow you when you come through next week and all of that stuff. Tell everybody where they can get you.
Absolutely, y'all. At Thrill the Player on Instagram and Twitter. At FastCast69 Boys with a Z on Instagram and Snapchat. And the 69 Boys fan page on Facebook. Show enough. Appreciate you, Dr. G. And Gina G. Much love.
You know, I got nothing but love for you.
I appreciate it.
Oh, listen, stay behind so you could do a radio drop from me with Doug, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Love you. See you next week. We'll connect,
love you,
okay?
Back. For sure.
All right, Gina,
oh,
you're going to go to the column, right? Represent, girl. You're going to go, right?
Ooh, I feel so grown right now. Ooh. You don't understand. I'm talking about eighth grade parties. Then, oh, Lord, he brought me back. Thank you.
Oh, my God. That was so good. I love having Thrill on. And that Isabel Davis interview was the bomb. And we made it through. So, I mean, you know, we've been kind of rushing along here. But listen, we're getting extra time because we were late.
I love extra time. And that's the case. I could Tootsie Roll a little bit more then.
So listen, Gina, go ahead and before Jeff comes on, actually, you know what? Let him go ahead and come on now so he can give us the finance. We need to know about our money, and then
we need
gonna
to
go
know.
On
yeah.
to the tea. Okay. We need to know what Jeff has to say about our money. Jeff, how are you?
I am awesome, ladies. Can y'all hear me? Good morning.
We
good
can
morning.
Hear you. Good morning. Well, afternoon now. Perfect. I mean, over here.
Listen,
it's morning there.
My mind is blown just as much as y'all's are, like, because I've been singing this wrong the whole time. Let me tell you, it kind of reminded me of T-Pain, probably about a month or so ago. He came out and addressed the misuse of the lyrics in his song, and everybody was like, wait a minute, is that right? We had to go back and listen to it again.
Exactly.
So, shout out to the 69 Boys again. You know, that took me back as well.
good morning,
how are y'all?
Good.
Glad to have you on. Again, my apologies, but thank you for holding on and thus giving the people what they want every Wednesday. So I'm glad that we got a good team here that can, you know, maneuver through everything. And shout out again to producer Doug for making it happen. So go ahead. What's going on with our monies? Talk to us.
All righty. So again, guys, this is Jeff. With Jeff here with the Hill Financial Group, and this is your Financial Five. So last segment, we talked about getting financially fit. So again, when you're coming into the new year, most people are starting to line out their fitness goals. And financial goals is something that we kind of put, you know, as a high priority topic, but I don't know if we address it the right way. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about is the habit. Excuse me, good God, of becoming financially fit.
The blood of Jesus.
I'm getting comfortable over this. All right. So, again, anything that you're doing, if you want massive results, you got to have the right discipline behind it, right? So, again, you get that discipline by having the right schedule, and sometimes you need a coach. So think about it. Based on our last conversation, what have you done differently? Most people by now have gotten their first paycheck, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So kind of what you said within the tax bracket, you might have gotten an increase on that paycheck. What did you do differently? Did you become a consumer or did you become a saver? Right? So I'm going to talk about the discipline of debt snowballing. Okay? Debt snowballing is you take all your different debts that you have and you find out what is going to be your lowest cost. Most people, when they pay down debt, they pay it down ineffectively. They say, okay, well, my minimum is $25. I'm going to pay an extra $5 here. extra 10 there, extra 15 there. And we do that across all lines of cars, right? Well, there's a debt snowballing way to do that. Well, we want to attack the lowest debt. So you take all those extra little bits and pieces of payments and you go to the smallest debt that you have. Once you get that debt paid off, you take that minimum and you roll it into the next mall of debt. And you keep doing that over and over and over and over and over. And you'd be surprised at how fast you can pay off that first credit card. Typically, when I'm doing this with a client, we might take something that could have taken 15 years based on their regular schedule down to a matter of 5 or 6 months. Okay? So again, typically I show people how to get out of all of their debts, including the mortgage, in 10 years or less with the right amount of discipline. But if you don't have the discipline, that plan is going to go by the wayside. So you got to have a view of what the bigger picture is. Like if I'm coming in to work out, if I know what I want to look like physically, that's the bigger picture. So when it's 5 o'clock in the morning, Dr. G, and we got to go to the gym, do we really want that body or not? Everybody knows that the summer body is made in the wintertime because that's when the discipline really counts. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So when you have discipline in one area of your life, you use that discipline to transfer over into other areas. Because again, how you do anything is how you do everything, whether it's financial or fitness or reading or whatever. But you also got to get this up around the right people who are moving in the right direction. If you got friends who are consumers, all they're trying to do is go shop, go spend money, you probably need to get some new friends. You know, you either change your friends or change your friends. I'll say that. Do you ladies have any questions for me? I don't know if that was 5 minutes. I think it was right on the dot or so. But again, if you're writing down those, taking those key things is set your goal, create your plan, implement your plan, and have the discipline behind it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good advice. I mean, everything that you want to advance in and increase in, you gotta sacrifice. You know, it's just not gonna, more money you get, the more irresponsible you're gonna be with it, right? So, you might as well learn to discipline yourself.
I learned this from one of my mentors, Bob Fox. Sacrifice is giving up something of a lower nature to achieve something of a higher nature. You're sacrificing either way, right? But again, at the end of that sacrifice, what do you have? Do you have a fatter bank account? Do you have more discretionary income? Do you have less debt? Again, so you slap your hand on the wrist every time you want to go eat out when you know you shouldn't. And again, everybody does it. We nickel and dime ourselves really easily because we don't think about that. We don't think about, you know, the little Subways or the lunches with the coworkers because it's fun. It makes us feel good. And it does feel good. But which one feels better? Having no debt or being in the exact same position you were this year as you were last year?
No debt. That's right. None. Wow. We don't want it. Well, I love the coach, and I think this is such a great, you know, addition to Dr. Gina's radio chat. We need that. You know, I know you're going to get into more, you know, giving us advice on what to invest in and things like that. So this is, I just believe that this is the beginning of getting us ready financially to be able to invest, right?
Oh, heck yeah. Listen, you got to babysit some of this stuff. We can't just take this 180 degree, you know, swing of the pendulum because again, most people haven't built up the habits yet. So if I say do all this at once and you try it, you're going to be, it's only going to last a few months. Think about it. When somebody says, and the reason why I use working out as an example, because most people at some point in time in their life have tried to take this path of losing weight and that kind of thing. And again, we make this big grandiose decision. Today is the day that I'm going to stop drinking Coke, drink more water, start working out. And again, we do that and we're motivated a little bit for a few days, maybe a few weeks, but we hadn't created that habit yet, right? Again, there's science behind those little incremental changes over time, but those compounded decisions is what leads to the bigger picture. So, yeah, I'm baby-stepping some of these people because some people who listen, they didn't take heed the first time they heard it. So now they're hearing some of the stuff again. It's like, well, you're right, because you didn't do that the last time. So, again, if I get too advanced and you hadn't done some of the basics, you're going to unwind your plan. I teach based on what's called a financial planning pyramid. The first part of that pyramid is going to be your protection phase. We got to protect everything that we have, everything that we owe, the people that we love, and the things that we own. Then we get into the accumulation phase. Then we get into the distribution phase where, again, it's okay to spend money. But again, we're moving our money in the right place. So there's different things that go into each category when you're looking at the builder box. It's just like building a house, right? The most important part of that house is what? The foundation.
Okay?
So if we don't have a solid foundation, and we try to get too sexy with our plan, so to speak, then we're building it upside down. We're trying to keep up with the Joneses. We're spending money way too early. And then the most important things we're trying to do later in life, and it costs more money when you do that.
Absolutely. Well, I love it. Well, we're gonna get part two next month, so you gotta tune in. We can't give you all the nuggets right away. You gotta chew on what you got.
Part two is gonna be something special. I'm doing something special for part two. I'm excited about this. I've been doing this for the last 3 years, so February is always a special month. So I got a unique topic for you guys.
Woo! So you'll be back February the 14th. Jeff, tell everybody how they can follow you.
All right. So again, if you're on social media, if you're on Twitter or if you're on Instagram, Jeff HFG, which stands for Jeff Hill Financial Group. If you're on Facebook, type in The Hill Financial Group. That's T-H-E, Hill Financial Group. Of course, my lines are always open. You can call me. I'll give you guys my personal line. That's what I do for your listeners. 501-908-1582. Again, that's 501-908-1582. And again, you can always email me if you have any questions. Jeff@thehillfinancialgroup.com. I'll also send you guys a spending planner for free, or a spending tracker. That way, again, if you don't have a system to help track this up, I'll send you one, guys. It doesn't cost you anything to get this free information. So, again, that's my gift to you guys.
What a gift that is. Jeff, love you. Thank you for sticking through. You are definitely proven to be a team player right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We got nothing but love for you. Until next time. Thank you, y'all. Hold on to your money now. Don't pay off some debt. That's right. Get ready to invest. Increase. We speak over you, right, Jeff?
Yeah, increase. That's your word of the year, increase.
That's right. All right, love. Until next time.
All right, have a good one.
All right, we're going to take a short commercial break, and then we got the tea with Gina G. We'll be right back.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hello, everybody. This is Dawn Robinson with Mama's Boy, The Play. And you listen to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right. Well, listen, we are back. Gina G, what is going on in the world today, girl? What's happening?
Well, it is a lot going on. We have had the past Grammys that just passed this weekend. I don't know if you got a chance to see the 60th annual Grammy Award, but it was pretty awesome. Bruno Mars was a big winner. You had Kendrick Lamar, which is a big winner. The movie Get Out. I mean, it was a lot going on in the Grammys, but Beyonce and Jay-Z, honey, they stole the night. They didn't win anything, but when I say they was looking good, honey, they was looking good. I don't know if they then took some notes from Michelle and Barack, but they were looking so good. So we're going to give it up for the Grammys. I'm not going to get deep into it because it's a lot of, you know, Grammy drama. You know how the Grammys do. I just want to let you also know that Jennifer Hudson,
She just got cast to play the role of Aretha Franklin, which I think is going to be really good. I think it's a perfect fit. I don't know about you. I don't know how you feel about Aretha, but I think that's going to be a perfect fit. They got the voice and everything. Girl, and let me tell you, speaking of Jennifer Hudson, poor Jennifer, her husband, well, ex-boyfriend, fiance, has a job. So he has posted on Instagram that, boo-boo, I have a job. And the reason why I didn't have a job is because you didn't want me to work because I took care of our son while you was out here singing and touring. So the big thing was, you know, but them separating and the restraining order and all that crazy nonsense they had with their baby. He is back to work and he is making it known that he is not a loser. So we are happy to hear that. Thank you very much. In other news, Dr. Gina, it's so sad. Now they have divorce online, child. You can now get divorced online. You ain't even got to go to court, see your baby mama, see your ex-wife. You can go online. This lady named Laura Wasser, W-A-S-S-E-R, has a website that you can go get divorced on the website. And what? Now, come on now. I'm not promoting website. And I'm not promoting divorce. And I'm definitely not promoting that you do it on the web. That is just ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
I don't know if you got to watch the, Donald Trump last night. Our wonderful orange president, but it was really cool to see members of the Congress in kente cloth. I don't know if you know, it was like a whole big section of them that wore kente cloth, and they didn't even look at this man while he was just speaking of such nonsense yesterday. We have to definitely pray for our country, pray for our president, and pray for the planet. I mean, I think it's all in some sort of danger. It is just, oh my God, he makes me angry. But not only that, FEMA. I know you know about Puerto Rico. FEMA is ending all shipments of food and water to Puerto Rico.
Oh,
they have done all they can do is what they're saying. It's only been 4 months and they are done. I mean, they just got some lights, I think, at a couple of schools down there. But I'm just so upset at the fact that what more they can do, but we definitely praying for Puerto Rico. We definitely have to. Couple more just real quick. I don't know if you know DMX. Everybody should know DMX. Everybody should know DMX. He was great in the early 2000s, but he's always had trouble, but he is heading back to jail, people. Yes, he failed his drug test. Oh, girl, he did fail his drug test. They found cocaine and oxidine in his system, and he is gone. New York judge sent him up the yonder. So he is gone.
Oh, man.
I know. Oh, I know. Man. I love DMX, though. But sports fans, I know you're out there. I know you're listening. Blake Griffin, you know, he was a part of the Clippers. He's been on the Clippers since 2009. He is now being traded to Detroit. Your hometown, sister girl. So I have to let you know that he is going from the sunshine to the wintry cold. He's going to have to trade in his surfboard for a mink coat because he is about to be now in Detroit. So, Blake Griffin, we wish you all the best. Thank you for playing for the Clippers. And last but not least, Dr. Dreams, this is just petty. Now, you know we don't do petty because we just don't. We are women of God. We know better. But, honey, right. Kim Kardashian got these braids. And the internet is going crazy about Kim Kardashian and these braids. She's got some braids, kind of like the dupe. I can't think of the movie, but back in the 70s, it was a white actress who had these braids. I can't think of her name. Please. Yes. So Kim Kardashian got them, and they're going crazy. Y'all, if y'all don't leave, now we're just taking things a little bit too far, people. It is a hairstyle. And if this young lady would like to wear this hairstyle, I don't see where anybody has the right to tell this young lady she can't wear it because she's not African American. That is just crazy to me that they are going crazy over this girl and dissing this poor woman over a hairstyle. And to me, I love it. If you want to embrace the braids, embrace the braids, sister girl. I mean, she got a black husband. Her husband's Kanye West. I don't know how much blacker she's going to be able to get.
I want to know is that what they were talking about with her and Kanye? I saw some memes and they had him with a Michael Jordan face. What is that?
Okay, well, that is all about Miss Kardashian posing nude. She has a couple photos that she posted on her Instagram. She's in a fur coat, a long trench fur coat, and she has just on underwear and it's open, so you see her boobs. She has one in the mirror where she has on underwear and a boot. I mean, this is my thing, Dr. Gina. This is how this woman actually established her fame. I don't know if you know, but the sex tape with her and Ray J
That's kind of what made her famous. So she's only doing what she knows. And I think that people keep trying to compare her to Beyonce, which they're completely different. Kim Kardashian doesn't have a talent. Her looks is her talent. She is trying to use them before she loses them. You know, you can't compare that to Beyonce. But what I will say, as a mother of three, Kim Kardashian, it is time to switch the game up, sweetie pie. I'm going to need you to put something on your boobie and put something on your booty, because you have, you know, a son and a daughter. Now, I guess, two girls. The new baby is a little girl named Chicago. So now you have two daughters and a son. So you just want to put the different image out. So I think that's what, that may be what everyone is complaining about. But she looks wonderful, but, you know, come on.
I think that's what it is. And I don't really know how sad he is, because, you know, his history has been with women that has been in an adult entertainment, you know, with,
Amber Rose. He's been out there.
What's her name?
Amber Rose.
Yeah, her and then Kim, you know, so, I mean, you know, I don't know. I was just wondering what the big deal is. I guess I'm not shocked, you know, until she had time to go through a deliverance process of transformation, because that's how she's got, you know, known in the first place. And it kind of got, her mother was, you know, creative to flip the whole thing around, and now they're all socialites. So basically their name is really, you know, populating, and they're, you know, there's a brand, the whole family. So, you know, I mean, we just got to pray for everyone and know that the image, though, I mean, the image of all that. Anyway, that was
great
information, well-researched, because you knew more than me. I don't even be paying attention to that stuff. I swear I don't. So I do appreciate all of your work to get the information.
No,
you know, people worldwide know who Kim Kardashian and Kanye is. They know who Beyonce is. So they may not know what was, you know, what is going on. So I'm glad that they are able to hear that information from you, and especially concerning our president, Lord Jesus.
Oh,
Father, help us.
You guys.
Help us.
You guys, he's trying to break everything that Obama has started. He's basically just trying to erase everything, or erase Obama's whole 8 years. Long story short, that's really what he's trying to do.
Well, that's not going to work. He's delusional. So, that's not going to work. Everybody knows, because he's been there for two terms, Obama, and you've been there for 6 months or 9 months, and nobody has liked anything you've done. So everybody's old known for dear life of what they know for that past 8 years. So that's not going to happen. What you got going on? Anything going on this weekend? Tallahassee, what's happening?
Oh my God, I had a great time in Tallahassee. It was wonderful. Big shout out to all the comedians. But this weekend I'm going to be in Tampa. I'm going to be with Barack Amen, Sweet Baby Keita, Cooter Brown. I'm going to be in Tampa this weekend. All the information is on my social media. I have family that just flew in and surprised me from Bermuda, so I'm so excited to take them. It'll be their first time seeing me perform. So that's pretty much all I got going on this weekend besides going to Walmart, because people from other countries, I don't know why when they come to America, all they want to do is go to Walmart. So I'll be in Walmart the rest of my time this week.
I go to Walmart and I'm not from another country.
See? They spend 8 hours in there.
Yeah, you know, you got to go up and down the aisles, especially if there's no Walmart in your country where you at. You got to make sure you don't miss nothing. But that sounds like so much fun. I'm so glad that your family could come in and hang out with you guys. I saw some of your photos. Jimmy and everybody looked like y'all were having a blast. So I'm just so glad that could happen for you all. And this week, actually, I don't have anything going on this week. Oh, I'm doing something with my son. He has some football stuff going on, and, you know, that's my focus. And then on the 6th and 7th, I will be in St. Louis. Hey, St. Louis, I'm coming to see you. I got a photo shoot going on and some other things, so I'll keep you guys posted. I'm actually going to be doing the show on the road, you guys, so you got to tune in and hear how this is going to work out.
We will see.
Be at the airport. So So this is going to be loads and loads of fun. And coming up the next few Wednesdays, we got Darlene McCoy from the Nightly Spirit. She's going to be joining us for our interview, talking about her new single that is in rotation. Oh my God, I'm so glad about that. And then we got BB Winans talking about his new project coming up. So we got a lot of stuff coming up. So you got to stay tuned to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Gina, tell everybody where they can follow you on social media.
You can follow me on social media at Gina G 2 Funny. That's Gina G, the number 2, Funny on Instagram, and T-O-O Funny on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. And you can go in Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook page, or you can go on Gina R. Prince Instagram at Gina R. Prince, and you can go on Twitter. Go ahead and join us and see what's going on in between the shows, because, I mean, a whole lot of funny be going on, and a whole lot of inspiration. And motivation and encouragement. You guys go on Health and Soul Facebook as well. Don't forget, I got the Health and Soul Fitness DVD. You got to get that body right, that mind, body, and soul. It's all about everything working together for the glory of God. And remember, you have to live healthy, live whole, and live in your destiny. Until next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. At 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in. You never know who's going to be joining me live here on Dr. Gina's radio chat with me and Gina G, and whoever else is going to be joining us. You don't want to miss it. Always a joy, always something that you can take away with. Tell your friends, tune in. God bless you guys. Until next time. Bye-bye. Bye, Apostle Verl Howard. Dr. Gina's radio.